We're doing the Ketur Shulchan Aruch Mekor Chaim. We're up to the 84th chapter, and we were learning the laws of Bedikat Chametz, checking for the Chametz. So Rav Chaim David HaLevi says we wash our hands in preparation. That's brought that we're preparing to do a mitzvah, so we prepare by washing our hands, and we make a blessing before we start checking. The blessing is al biul chametz. Biul chametz really means the extermination of chametz. We're not doing that right now, but the idea is we're checking so that we'll be able to exterminate it. And you can't make a blessing over checking chametz. There's no mitzvah to check technically. The whole point is getting rid of it. So we're checking in order to get rid of it. So we make the blessing over getting rid of it. Some have the custom that they make a shechianu over a new garment, and they say that blessing is also on this mitzvah that comes once a year, the mitzvah of checking for chametz. If a person started checking for chametz and he forgot to make the blessing, so long as he hasn't finished checking, he could still make the blessing. Ideally, after you make the blessing, you're not supposed to talk. You got to start the mitzvah, like every mitzvah. The mitzvah is to check. Once you've started checking, so then ideally we don't talk about anything that's not relevant to the checking. But if a person did, once he started the mitzvah, so then even though he talks, that's not a break, because he made a blessing over the mitzvah and he started the performance of the mitzvah. Let's say a person made a blessing, al bir chametz, and then his candle went out. So he asked his wife, could you get me matches? He needs to light the candle. So that's connected to the mitzvah. That wouldn't disqualify the blessing. Things that are connected to the mitzvah. But ideally we don't say anything from the time we made the blessing till we start the checking, and preferably we don't say anything that's not relevant to the actual checking till after we conclude it. The average local rabbis, they will be your messengers to sell chametz on your behalf to a non-Jew. You guys are invited to go in the shuls, usually between Mincha and Ma'ariv. The rabbis will do it. Don't wait till the last minute. When you guys will have more money at your disposal, you should know that it's customary that this is the time of year that people give something to the rabbi. So when people sell him the chametz, very often they'll leave 50 shekel, 100 shekel, or whatever it is. They leave something over there too. It's the one time of year where people actually show their appreciation. You guys are invited to chip in. There are different organizations that collect. It's customary that we help the poor for Pesach. It's not easy to fund all the expenses of Pesach. We call it Maos Chitim or Kimcha de Pischa. So everyone should try to chip in. There are many places where you could do that, where you don't have to give a lot, but you should chip in helping the poor. That's an ancient custom. Huh?
Volunteer organizations that distribute the Pesach.
Right. There are a lot of organizations, yeah. So.